Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
4 o'clock. Welcome back to it. Second half of Wednesday's Gwynn and Chris show. Chris Ello, Tony Gwynn Jr., Matt Scraby. Tony has something to share in the wake of our last conversation, which had to do with the etiquette of a family father using his own personal miles on a plane to sit first class while he sent the rest of his family back to coach.
Now my story kind of popped in my head because you were talking about families, and although this has to do with my family, my blood family, it does have to do with my baseball family.
Okay.
As back in the olden day, when we used to travel from city to city. Yeah. Back in the...
Thank goodness for that. And that might be the first time you've ever hit him with that.
About the early 2000s at this point. You fly in AAA, Southwest. Typically, those wake-up calls were about 2 o'clock a.m., 2:30 a.m.
To get, at 5 a.m.?
To get to the airport, right. And get going. And after I got moved to the 40-man roster... I got a little change in my pocket at this point. And so,
You're still in the minor leagues,
though. Still in the minor leagues, right? You get to they have to protect you on the 40, man. You're paid. This is like the first kind of, I would say, for, making $500 a paycheck, right? This is the first significant bump you, get.
You're up to 750.
Right. A little more than 750, but you get the point. And one of the things I learned from some of the vets as you're traveling is, get yourself some Southwest miles and, add these, and as you're going to be traveling a lot of AAA, man. You're going to be going from city to city. You're going to rack up these miles. And so one of the – I forget who it was that I kind of saw this. He would, we'd all be stuck in, Group D or E?
Group C.
Group C, the last
right. Yeah,
the
C-60. Last group. Yeah, right. Yeah.
We all trying to scrounge for not having the middle seat.
A middle seat, yeah.
I saw one of the vets had just come down. I can't remember who it was, but...
He'd been sent down or he was on a rehab or something?
He was sent down, so he was with us.
Oh, so he's already angry.
It was the first trip out since he had been back. And he used some of his miles to ride, to upgrade his ticket. And I just remember walking by him you're already irritated. It's 4 o'clock in the morning, and he's waving at us as we're going back.
Really? He's rubbing it in a little bit.
So I didn't know it at the time. It's probably, as you said, not the greatest etiquette. You're traveling with your teammates. Everybody's in the back.
He already felt like he was separated from you guys because he should have been in the big leagues probably.
Maybe, but I know what. I took his cue the next time we traveled. After I had a little miles on mine, I was like, I'm going to go ahead and upgrade, too.
All right.
But then I felt so bad because my teammates were going
Yeah, they're
the
all
back.
Walking by.
I got some good sleep.
Yeah, of course.
I didn't have to have a middle seat at that point.
One summer I traveled, we got to get to Christopher the fan, but I traveled with the Sockers when the indoor team was a little bigger deal than it kind of is now. And with all due respect to the franchise now, but people remember when the Sockers were
big.
And I was the broadcaster. And it was a summer season. Brian Quinn was the coach, if you're out there, Brian. And we played all over the country, indoor season, et cetera. But one of the players' parents was a travel agent. So she set the travel up for the whole season. And as part of it, they gave her, for all the business, 3 first-class tickets to every trip. Well, we only had one coach. Brian Quinn was the whole coach. There was no staff. There was a trainer and there was me, the broadcaster. Everyone else was a player. So in lieu of having two players get it and everyone else sit back there, me and the trainer got first class the whole summer.
Nice.
And I will tell you, with all apologies to all you soccer players who fell in the back, the thing I thought of was now I was in the seat where people were walking by looking at me going, what the hell's this guy doing there? Because that's usually what I think when I'm walking down the aisle. Like, how'd this guy get it? For one summer in my life, I got it. And it was great, for sure.
Glorious.
Glorious.
First class will change your whole travel.
It really does.
Yeah. You can't wait for a flight. How far is this one? 4 hours? Awesome!
Oh, yeah. You don't want to use it on the San Diego to San Francisco.
You want to use it on a long drive. I tell you for that sure. Real quick before we go. I got to do the... You guys remember this. I got to do the draft for the Padres the year we drafted Edwards.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
And they got me a first-class seat out on... what was it? Blue.
Jet Blue?
Jet Blue. Man. It was like I got to kick my feet up. I was a little pod.
So what you're saying is they actually took care of you.
It's almost worth the money is insane how much more it is.
You know what?
But once you get there, it is pretty good.
I'm mad at that we don't get the experience flying like it was in the 70s, where it was like all the seats were like had space.
And everybody got a meal.
There wasn't as many seats, but...
Yeah, everybody got a meal.
We need to go back to that.
When I was little on United, you could request ahead of time a McDonald's Happy Meal for your meal, and so my mom would always do that. I wanted, just once in my life, I want to get on a plane and smoke a cigarette on it.
Yeah, you don't want to do that.
I don't know why, but just once in my life, I want to do it.
Well, I would
not
give it to you.
Not only are you in a flying coffin, you are in a flying coffin with smoke.
I would give it to you, except for I went on a trip to Cleveland once with our sports editor, Dave Distel, at the LA Times, and he smoked like a chimney, and so I sit in his row, and I was getting blown out of there.
It is just bananas.
Yeah. Crazy.
It's crazy.
All right, let's play, and then we'll tell you what you can win if you win the trivia today.
If you had one shot, one opportunity to take down the human almanac himself...
Howdy do.
Now is your time.
Listen to me, this guy is dangerous.
Now is your opportunity to win a prize.
Well, I hope you know what you're in for.
Chris versus the Fans starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, the rules. You have to make it through three questions. Each question will get more difficult. If you get the question right, you move on. If you get it wrong and Chris gets it right, you are eliminated. If Chris gets it wrong, then you move on to the next question, or you win if you're a first-time player. Let us know before you get into it. You'll get that first question for free today. And today you're playing for a qualification for a chance to win the grand prize. Trip for two to see Sammy Hagar in Las Vegas, including two tickets to the March 20th show, a two-night stay at Park MGM, and a $100 gas card. Sammy Hagar returns to Las Vegas with his Best of All Worlds Las Vegas residency. Get ready to rock with your favorite hits from the Van Halen / Hagar years, Sammy solo hits, and more only in Las Vegas. It's March 11th through the 21st and September 18th through the 26th at Dolby Live at Park MGM. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Let's go to our first contestant, Alan.
Hello, Alan. Happy hump day.
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Good.
Pretty good. Alan. Good. Pretty good.
All right.
First question.
Okay, I heard that sound that time.
Still hear it.
Right. Sorry, Alan, go. I don't know. Wait. Tony's got to ask you the question.
No, Tony will go.
First question. Matthew Stafford played college football at what college?
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, are you still there?
Can you hear us?
Hello?
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Let me try to get him back. Alan, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, okay.
All right, geez. Here we go, Alan. First question. Matthew Stafford played college football at what college?
Matt Stafford played at University of Georgia.
He's
a Bulldog.
That is correct. Good on you. I didn't think he'd get that. I mean, I thought that's not known by everyone. Nice job, Alan.
Oh, here we go. Second question. Huh. Who was the first coach of the Tennessee Titans?
Oh, my.
My pass? Is there a pass on
yeah,
it?
Yeah, there is yeah. a pass. There's well, you, pass. Yeah, you yeah, just a... you decline to answer. That gives me a chance.
It's also known as a pass.
As a pass. Steve like McNair, I think, was the quarterback, but that's not what you're looking
no,
for.
No, it's not.
Rest in peace.
Yeah, no kidding. He died way too early. Jack Pardee.
Jack?
I don't remember. Who? I know. He was a coach of the Oilers way back when. I don't know this one, so.
I'm surprised that Chris doesn't know this.
Me too.
Really? I should know?
Jeff Fisher.
Yeah, didn't make... My mind... I don't know what's going on with my head today. Scravy likes to say.
Question number three.
You're still there, Alan.
I'm here.
What historic first happened during Game 1 of the 2025 World Series? What historic first happened during Game 1 of the 2025 World Series?
This year.
This year.
This year's World Series. Game 1. What happened?
Shoot. No, I don't know that one.
All right, he's going to pass.
He's going to decline to answer, Tony. Get ready.
Sorry, Alan.
Stay there, Alan.
First pinch hit grand slam, I think, is what you're looking for.
Wow.
Goodness.
Barger.
All the way to the end. And he gets
Alan.
Sorry, Alan.
I think number two was easier than number three on this occasion, but...
Next contestant.
Since we have a guest and...
Let's go tiebreaker.
Tiebreaker.
Yeah, we got Trey White, Aztec defensive edge rusher coming on. So yeah, we're gonna have to
off the board.
I'm going to
wrap
Snoop
it up.
Huntley for our player today, Tyler Huntley.
Who's that?
He played for your team last year, Tyler Huntley.
Oh, Tyler Huntley. I thought you said Snoop.
No, that's what they call
him. That's his nickname.
Oh, they do.
Yes. Yeah, they call him Snoop.
I didn't know him well enough.
Right. All right, let's go to Ollie.
Hello,
are you there?
How are you?
What's up, fellas? Good to hear from y'all.
Good to hear from you.
Stay right there.
You know how the tiebreaker works.
Yes, sir.
All right, good.
All right, I'm going to ask Chris a question. He's going to give me a number. All he's going to guess whether or not the actual number is higher or lower than what Chris said. Chris, how many touchdown passes does he have in his career?
How many years is
six years.
6 years. He's played like six games. Ten
touchdown passes. Ollie, is the actual answer higher or lower?
Higher.
I think he's got it.
Yay! You got it!
How many was it?
This was 12.
Oh, that was pretty close, actually.
Yes. This was the weirdest Chris vs. the Fans we've ever played, but Ollie wins.
Why?
There's just a lot going on.
We have a lot happening
today.
Yes,
let's do. All right.
All right, Ollie, good for you, though. You do win. You are as qualified as anyone else for the trip to... Las Vegas. I don't even remember what the prize was because it was new yesterday.
Sammy Hagar.
Oh, yeah, Van Hagar.
Yes, Van Hagar.
Okay. Ollie, sit tight. Scraby, get your info, traffic, and then Trey White of the Aztecs looking to knock a few people over when he joins us next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
4:20 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scraby. Aztecs in action this weekend. I'm talking football. We've been talking basketball, talking football now. They head to Hawaii, correct?
Hawaii,
playing
Hawaii for sure. Fun trip.
Yeah. Aztecs off to a terrific start. Finally got the cameras lined up. And joining us here today. Oh, Scrape, I need the read. We got our guest today.
We'll read it after.
All right.
All right.
Bring him on.
Let's bring in the defensive stud. Trey White joins us here on Gwen and Chris. Trey, how are you, man? Thank you for joining us today.
What's going on, guys? Thanks for having me on. I'm doing really well.
You guys off to a great start. This is now really your fourth year on campus, and this is by far the best team success that you've been able to experience. I mean, what's been the difference with this team here in 2025 is you guys continue to play good football.
Yeah, man, this team's just special. And I knew during winter workouts and fall camp that this team was going to be something. And I think it's not even just our talent and ability. I think it's our chemistry and connection that we have with each other. We do these things called non-football meetings, and we kind of get to know each other on a more personal and deeper level. And I think that's what really brought us closer and gave us something bigger to play for than ourselves.
Trey White, San Diego State is a local product.
Yeah.
East Lake High School. And I'm reading here that you were a two-star recruit. How much did that upset you, Trey White? Because you should have been a four- or five-star recruit from what I've seen. What kind of things did you use to motivate you going into college and help you become kind of the dominant type of player you've been able to become?
Yeah, you know, I did feel like I was very under-recruited during high school, but at least all I needed was a chance, and San Diego State gave me that chance, and I'm forever grateful for that. And just having the ability and the opportunity to get on that field and just prove myself and prove that I belong is the best feeling, and just being able to grow as not only a person but a player here as well has been great.
Trey White joins us, outside rusher for the Aztecs, 6 sacks. 8 tackles for loss, 31 tackles total. But it's not just you out there, Trey. The whole defense has been dynamite all season long. What kind of pride are you guys taking into keeping teams not just off the board, but throwing up zeros in a lot of these games?
Yeah, we have a really high standard on our defense. We take a lot of pride in the product that we put on the field, and our standard is always 0 points every week. So, you know, when Wyoming, for example, scored that first touchdown on that first drive, it was very upsetting to us. And then the rest of the game, we settled in and locked in. So it's just the high standard that Coach Orris and all of our leaders on defense and our whole defense has is what makes us great.
Trey White is one of the reasons that it works. You know, your ability to get into the backfield. Yeah. And Tony just talked about the sacks and the tackles for loss. He had 31 tackles last year behind the line of scrimmage. Trey, I mean, that's absurd. What's your first move? What's your thinking lined up? You know, take us into your head a little bit on a, you know, maybe a play that you think going to be a run as opposed to a play you think is going to be a pass. Give us kind of what you're thinking and how you're going to beat your opponent.
Yeah, so if it's a run, my mindset is a little bit more low gear, trying to strike the lineman and then play off of that pretty much, depending on what the call is, whether I'm going inside or just setting the edge. But if it's a pass, then, you know, I'll widen out and I'll remember all the film I watched and all the tendencies that the lineman that I'm going against has. And I'll just think of the best move to use on him that we talked about during the week with my position coach, Coach Manning. And, yeah, that's really about it from there. And then really just being relentless and not giving up on the play and then running to the ball, obviously. And that's really where most of my plays are made, is just being relentless.
Trey, oftentimes when we're talking cornerbacks in general, right, the thought is if you got a good defensive line, that only makes that secondary better. But you guys have some ball hawks on your side of the ball. I mean, how much does it help knowing that your guys can cover man-to-man as well as anybody? Does that make it a little bit easier in terms of your mindset in getting to the quarterback, knowing you may have a few and maybe an extra click to get there?
Oh, yeah, it's huge. I know that quarterback might hold that ball for maybe half a second longer, and that half a second can be huge. It could be the difference between a sack or a non-sack. And our secondary is great. You know, we got Chris Johnson, Eric Butler, Russ Phillips, Dwayne McDougal, Delshawn Staley, all those guys, man, they're just locked down there. And, you know, they're one of the best defensive backs in the country. So, you know, I was really, really happy to have them on our side and not have to worry about that quarterback getting that ball out too fast.
Trey White is with us from the Aztecs, and man, we're loving watching you play and watching this team play. By the way, he talks about the quarterback holding it on, you know, onto the ball. I have a little advice for all the quarterbacks out there. Don't hold on to the ball a little long, because Trey going to get you. So, you know, you better throw it away before he gets there and put a lick on you. All right, so now 7-1, Trey, and you know, we've kind of been, Tony and I have been saying, with every game you win, the next one becomes a little bit more at stake. You know, you guys are getting closer and closer to your goals of, you know, winning this conference, and I know you're taking it game by game, but where are you guys at mentally heading into Hawaii? I would ask you about Boise State, but I know that the coaches won't let you look at that one yet.
Yeah, nah, we're not moving on to that game just yet. We got to focus on this one right here. But, you know, Hawaii's going to be our hardest road game of the year, I feel like. It's definitely hard to travel out there and play out there just because of the time difference and, you know, the flight time and the humidity and stuff like that. There's a lot of factors that go into it. And Coach Lewis has just been preaching that this is strictly a business trip, which obviously it is. Can't get caught up in all the Hawaii island stuff. You know, we just got to go in there and then just do our jobs and play to the best of our ability, and then the rest will take care of itself.
Trey, let's talk a little bit about the coaching staff. I mean, obviously, Coach Lewis and his staff have brought a different temperament. The thing I noticed all through, you know, the rough season last year into the off season, as Coach Lewis seemed like he was pretty steady. He was pretty even keeled. The expectation level was the same, but he never really went too high or too low. How big has this staff been in changing the kind of the mindset overall in this program?
Yeah, this staff is great. I love this staff so much. It's like a family around the organization, and you know, they set the standard every single day. Obviously, you don't have to yell every single day to set the standard. It's just kind of expected of everyone, no matter what your role is on the team or what position you play, your standard is still high. And I think also it being like a family organization, like I can go into Coach Maddie J's office, who's offensive coordinator, and just chop it up with him about anything, you know. So it's just that type of, you know, you're just looking out for everybody, and you don't want to let people down around this organization. And, yeah, it's just been great to have this new staff.
That's what happens when you get that type of staff that breeds that kind of environment. Guys don't want to let anyone down. And it's certainly showing the way you guys are playing.
Yeah,
Trey,
the guy you line up next to, you don't want to let down. That's a big deal you hear about in football.
Absolutely not. Well, Trey, hey, man, appreciate you coming on and spending some time with us. Good luck this weekend. Go Aztecs.
Keep it going, buddy.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate you guys having me on.
Trey White, defensive end for the San Diego State Aztecs.
Why do guys that play football and rush the edge and maul quarterbacks sound like the nicest, quietest, calmest guys?
I think they have to.
You know what I mean? Like, he's a terror out there.
We only see him with the helmet on.
Right.
So I think it's probably in their best interest to give us a little different side of him.
Wow, he's such a nice guy.
Yeah.
But don't ask the other quarterback that.
Got some pipes, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's not small.
I think he's got a career ahead.
Sure.
I'm not in charge of that scouting and NFL and what you got to look like, but you get to the quarterback, they'll find a spot for you.
They'll make a spot for
you. Yeah.
No doubt. All right, let's get to break.
Oh, wait.
Who was he brought to us by, Scrape?
All guests on 97.3 The Fan. Yes. Join us on the David P. Shapiro Fan Hotline. David P. Shapiro, criminal defense attorneys, helping good people regain control of their future when charged with a crime since 2010. Visit DavidPShapiroLaw.com. This has been a terrible show for me.
I think every time that he has to read that and it's not in the spot where
that's
it should
a minus
be, that's
point
a minus
for him.
Point. So
well, you're
got
up
two.
To six now.
Oh, sorry, six.
No, today, you know what, guys? I will say today I lose.
Okay. We're just going to give you the loss now?
I will take the loss for Fine. Today because it's been weird.
Big five. Hopefully that's right.
Can rally, Scraven. There's 90 minutes left. Come on, man. We're counting on you.
I can't come back from this, guys.
Quinn and Chris on the Fan.
All right, Scraby, we've kind of stepped all over the game. 4:34 the time, thanks to Trey White, Aztecs edge rusher extraordinaire. 12.5 sacks last year, 6.5 so far this year. So that tells me he's got at least 6 more left in him. Probably a few more than that, Tony. He has an impact on almost every play. And him plus the secondary, and there's other guys. I mean, they got linebackers, Latuli. I mean, this is a defense that has really, really been good.
6'2", 255 off the edge. And he gets low.
Right, because he's 6'2". He's not 6'5".
He gets low. You know who it reminds me a little bit? His name came up yesterday in trivia. Was it Dwight Freeney?
Dwight Freeney is a good call. He reminds number 93 me, on the Colts, if you remember him.
Reminds me a little bit of
short
that.
Short center of gravity, but he exploded. He's very strong. Really, this Aztec team, I was looking this up, Tony, before he came on. In their last 6 games, they're allowing 7 points a game, average. And at least 3 of the touchdowns they've given up in that stretch have been like garbage time touchdowns.
Yeah.
Like the game's way over and they give up a touchdown. So,
I mean, you heard them say their goal is zero when they step on the field.
The beginning of the season, when they lost their game, remember how much we were talking about how bad this team was going to be.
We were all prepared for another disaster.
But now they are on fire.
I love it. We'll see how much farther they can go. Tony and I have them playing Georgia in the playoff, so that's just us.
believe it.
We got Big Five.
Yes.
Scrabies wants to kind of let this one breathe a little, Tony. He wants a little extra time, he said today, for the Big Five. So let's get to it. After traffic.
He was trying to get your traffic.
No traffic. I think we're having internet problems today.
You think so?
Because things are not updating on time and my computer's being all weird. So we'll get you traffic as soon as we can. In
the meantime, just drive safely out there.
Yes.
It's that time of the show when we check on the latest in sports. Only the most important topics and questions are brought to light.
Stop what you're doing and listen.
These news stories will astound and amaze you. The one, the only.
Oh my God, who the hell cares?
The Big Five starts now on 97.3 The Fan.
All right, let's get into it with this Albert Pujols news.
Number 5.
It's not like news. It came from the Tyler Skaggs trial that's going on in L.A. And so people are wondering why the Padres have not hired anyone yet for the job. And maybe this is a reason
Pujols with the Angels during this time?
Yes.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So here's what the Athletic is putting out there. And this was said in court, so it's on record. But it was, Eric Kay was sometimes going to players or going to people and asking to do crazy things for money. And so it was revealed that one of these events was taking a 90-mile-an-hour fastball to the knee. And this is from The Athletic. A superstar, Albert Pujols, egged him on. This was one of those various things. Now, the video of him taking the fastball off the leg was the first video or photographic evidence of Kay participating in these dares. In the video, Pujols is visible instructing Kay to, quote, stand like this, boom, take it like a man, end quote. They tried to reach out to Pujols. He did not get back to them. After this, one of the people from the organization notified Mike Trout, and then because they did not know before that he was using the money for drugs. Mike Trout, after he found out he was using the money for drugs, went and talked to him, and they stopped doing this stuff. So, Chris,
yeah,
do you think this is an allegation that could lead to him not being a manager this year?
I don't think so. This whole thing is crazy. I'm not a fan of the whole lawsuit is troubling to me a little bit. I still feel like Tyler Skaggs did himself in. I don't think it was the best of circumstances, certainly, but
no.
He still is the one that ultimately...
Ultimately, if I died when I was a drinker, it would have been my fault.
That's what I think. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I want people. I mean, I can't tell Tyler Skaggs this anymore, but I mean, I'd like to feel people are responsible for their actions. We all have decisions to make out there.
But this thing, this is about Eric Kay, and this is about Albert Pujols egging Eric Kay on in said video.
Maybe.
No, the video was played in court.
Yeah, I know, but this has nothing to do with Albert Pujols or his effect on Michael Kay and or... Eric Kay and or Tyler Skaggs. This is just something for us to click on, right? Because ultimately, I don't know that this video is going to change the jury's mind in terms of whether Eric Kay or the Anaheim Angels are responsible for Tyler Skaggs' death. It really doesn't have anything to do with it. It's just evidence to prove that, I guess, Kay's behavior was that. Who presented this? Defense or the prosecution?
That's a good question. Let me...
Either way, it doesn't matter. You don't need to look. Yeah, I think it's a sad story, ultimately.
Yeah, it's Skaggs' lawyer is the one
that presented this. So this is to make Eric Kay look like he
look
was,
bad, make the
reckless.
Angels look bad.
Right, every situation is different. But I read a great book about Hank Gathers, who was the famous Loyola player who collapsed and died on a court many years ago in a basketball. He was a number two or three pick had he gone to the pros, and his parents sued everybody, up one side, down another. Every doctor, every trainer, every response person, blamed for his death. Part of the grief. And they said so down the road that they wished they hadn't have done all that, because they realized that everyone involved did everything they could to save Hank Gathers.
Now,
and
as you said,
there's more to it, but that's the basis.
As
of
you
it.
Said at the top of it,
yeah,
that is a different circumstance. Than this one, right? I mean, this is there's illegal drugs being handed off and the environment that was in. But yeah, this is just a terrible.
Now, I'm going to play devil's advocate. Do you want someone like Albert Pujols, who is paying someone to take a 90 mile an hour fastball to their knee as a leader of men?
Yes, because it's normal baseball behavior.
Okay.
It really is. Like,
no, I get it.
This is him. That egging on probably was capped off by Albert, but I'm almost positive Albert wasn't leading the way. Like, hey, man, stand in the box and get hit with this 90. Now, probably got to that point, and he was like,
hey, I'll give you this money if you go do this.
If you do it. Like, that's normal.
Baseball players have a lot of time on their
hands.
They
have too much time on their hands. That's actually not a disgusting game either. Like, there's plenty of things that happen in that clubhouse that are just boys being boys.
Okay. Chris, anything else on this one?
Nope.
Are men being men, I guess.
Yes. Boys being boys.
Number four.
So Draymond Green has a podcast now, and it's called Why is Draymond Green Talking About Football? And he's making major news, and I'm falling for it right now.
Yes,
I'm giving
are.
Him the press that he really, really wants. But he said this about Dak Prescott.
Dak's a bum. Oh.
Dak's not a bum. He's an MVP candidate.
Yeah, that's fine. He getting some numbers and they stink. Dak's a bum.
He's not a bum, Dak's, dog. He's a no, really Dak's a good bum. Quarterback.
No, he's a bum. They'll never win with Dak.
You're too smart and you know too much about football to say Dak Prescott's a bum.
I won four championships, Jordan. So you got to understand, when I say bum, I'm not saying Dak Prescott isn't a good NFL quarterback. Of course he's a good NFL quarterback. I'm not saying that. But I'm saying when the money's on the line, when it's for all the marbles, who are you? He a bum.
I totally disagree.
Yeah,
I totally
what
disagree.
What has he done in those moments? Been a bum.
He is.
It's he's been a
point.
Bum in a moment.
Okay, he says bum about 100 more times.
Yeah, we got you, Draymond. Okay.
My question to you guys, and Tony, you are up first. Is Draymond Green out of pocket for these comments?
Completely. Completely out of pocket. I don't have a problem with him saying that Dak Prescott hasn't performed well when it mattered most. But to call a man a bum, I think that's a disrespectful type deal, right? Like, he could have been like, he's not clutch, man. He never comes through when it matters most.
What about choke?
He could have even said choke.
Okay.
But once you start calling a dude a bum, I mean, can you imagine if the roles were reversed?
Draymond Dak, would be pretty big.
And
mad.
Dak was like, oh, Draymond's a bum. All his triple singles and da 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 da. Like that, that would have been something that fired him up. I'm sure. And he certainly would have had something to say. But then I thought about it. And then I heard the name of his podcast. Repeat that for me one more time.
Why is Draymond Green talking about football?
That is the name of his podcast. Yeah. That leads me to believe.
And why are we talking about why Draymond Green should
be
talking about
football? I already
told
you I'm falling for his trap.
That leads me to believe that he knows that he's out of pocket when he says that. But he wants you to tune into why is Draymond talking football. That's probably the first thing a football fan thought to themselves, a Dallas Cowboy fan in particular thought
why
to themselves.
Why is he talking about
why
football?
Why is this guy talking about football? I think he's playing right into the vein of what he knows sells.
Chris, you have any problems with this? Is Draymond out of pocket?
Yeah, three-time Pro Bowler Dak Prescott. You can't be a bum with that. But I also think Draymond Green is a little arrogant in the four championships because he is a part of it, but he's just a part of it. Steph and those other guys have been the real heroes behind it. And I think he feels he's above anyone who's less won less than four championships. As not a fan of that.
That's what Marcus Spears said on ESPN. He was like, yeah, Draymond, you won four championships, but you also had one of the best players of all time with you.
But you don't get to lord over
Thomas.
Yeah, you don't get to lord over everybody who doesn't have four championships. Dan Marino's not a bum. You know, I mean, Kobe Bryant won, what, a three? Tony?
Five.
Oh, okay. Let me use a good one. Shaq won three.
Shaq won three.
Bum. That's what I was going
Shaq
for.
Shaq won four because he got one.
Oh,
with the heat,
take it so. Back. Shaq's okay then.
You know, honestly,
Barkley's a bum. He didn't win any. Barkley's a bum.
I just always think about, like, when this gets back to Dak, is he just like, why? Why are you saying
I'm
this?
Sure he. I mean, listen, if I was Dak, I'd feel away.
Would you reach out?
Hell no.
Would you accept his call if he called you?
Yeah. To apologize,
yeah,
you
I
mean?
Probably would. Yeah. I probably would. I don't see Draymond reaching out, though.
I don't see that either.
All right. Unless it'll get him more clicks.
Which he probably will record it or something. All right, we're going to go to traffic. And then on the other side, Mad Dog Russo was at it again.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Number three.
So Chris Mad Dog Russo, as we all know, is known for his rants. And this one is spreading around social media yesterday and today. Here's Mad Dog talking about something.
When you're a national broadcaster and you're the voice of the sport on a big stage, when you did a million playoff games, and then they, in one of the crippling losses that a franchise is going to have in the history of the sport, that's as bad a loss as you're ever going to have. And I got Joe, basically the body's not even cold yet. And I got Joe at Dodger Stadium doing a freaking Dodger parade. Oh my God. That's bad. I'm sorry. I don't care what you say. You could say I'm screaming and yelling about nothing. That would piss me off if I'm a Blue Jay fan. I got Joe Davis shaking everybody's hand. Give me a free yo, I'm shaking freaking Ohtani's hand, and he's freaking wacky, getting rings. He's the announcer for the World Series. You think Kirk Gowdy was getting any of this nonsense?
Enough. He's an idiot in this one. I don't need to hear any more.
Let me ask you the question.
You want to ask me a question anyway? Go ahead.
Does he have a point, or is Mad Dog being Mad Dog?
He's an idiot. First of all, Kurt Gowdy was the voice of the Red Sox when he was doing the game of the week. Red Sox didn't win any World Series, or he would have been there congratulating the players.
Right.
Joe Davis is the voice of the Dodgers. He also does the World Series. He was with these players all year long. He has every right to shake their hand afterward. And number one. Number two, he does a great job on the World Series, no matter what anybody wants to try to say. He's not a homer, I don't think, at all. And if you ever want to see a homer, watch the clip of Jessica Mendoza reacting to a Blue Jay home run that was hit in one of the games. I think a leadoff home run. They had a camera on Boog calling the home run, and she's like, Jessica, that wasn't great. Because you are the national radio voice of the game. But Joe Davis, leave this alone. Christopher. Mad
Russo.
Dog. I mean, he's Mad Dog for a reason, but he's way off this one here. Yeah.
Dog.
This is stupid.
Tony?
Yeah, this is stupid. This is really stupid. This is very typical of...
You know, Enberg was a great national, right. But he was the Angels guy.
Right.
I mean, no national guy doesn't do a team as well. Dan Shulman, ESPN, he does the Blue Jays. So yes. He would have been congratulating those guys.
Yes. This is...
Please.
It's silly. In Jessica's defense, I think... You forget, especially in a postseason, that there's no cameras in your thing all year long, right. And then postseason comes on.
She got caught.
Yeah, listen, this is dumb. I think Russo just needed something to be mad about on this one.
Yeah,
totally agree with Chris. Joe is not a homer. He does the same call for Blue Jays and Dodgers. It's gonna be, you know, that's kind of got that deep voice. I think he does a great job.
It's as fair as he can be,
for sure.
Jerry Coleman used to do the national games on the radio, CBS Saturday night. Guaranteed, if the Padres were to win the World Series, then he would have been all over those guys.
Russo's a lot older than us. I'm going to go on edge and say he's a lot older than you.
He's madder than me, too.
Why didn't he remember this stuff? Like,
yeah, he should know Gowdy didn't win anything when he was the voice.
Because it doesn't fit his argument.
That's exactly
right. It didn't
why.
Fit his argument, yeah.
But he's not wrong.
Number two.
He's wrong.
He's not wrong. I don't.
He's dead wrong.
I don't think that Joe Davis is a bad
guy.
So
who do you think should do it?
I have no idea. I'm not going to make up anything.
Do you think they should take the announcer from the worst team in baseball since they won't have to be in the World Series?
Hey, that would be our guy, Drew Goodman.
Yeah, Drew would get to do the World Series every year.
Drew's very good.
That idea.
Drew's very good.
He is good. He would like that idea.
He would love that idea.
Yeah, Joe Davis. I'll talk about it on the Scraby Show. I don't think that he called anything unfairly.
He doesn't.
Don't want his voice on the broadcast
How about if it
did
was...
Did you hate it when Vin Scully used to do the World Series? The greatest announcer of all time.
I was too young.
How about if Kipe and... Krug and Kipe did it.
I think it would be the same. I don't know what the answer is, but I think it's because Joe Davis does it for the Dodgers, and then he's like...
That's the only reason why...
Didn't you hear him when they lost one of those games? He was like, shoot... I'm just kidding. He didn't do that.
Number two.
All right, women's basketball yesterday. Crazy game. Cal State Northridge.
There's a long drive to left field. Pajes better get... Pajes! Oh, what a... Thank God! Pajes caught that one.
I just played that clip, everybody. That was the clip. Cal State Northridge played Bethesda in women's basketball. This game was bad. Cal State Northridge won 103-13. And Bethesda didn't even score a point in the first half. They didn't score their first points until the third quarter, and they only scored 3 points in the third quarter. So, Tony, I know that this is, you know, money for Bethesda to come out here and play Northridge.
They don't come out anywhere. They're from Anaheim.
Oh, I thought this was Bethesda, Maryland.
You got paid a lot of money just to hop in the van and come on
Bethesda
down.
Bethesda College is in Anaheim.
Yeah.
We played them last year. This is why I know.
All right, Tony. What's the point of this for Bethesda or Northridge?
A couple things. Their athletes get to play against some Division I opponents.
Yeah, this is an NAIA school. Yeah. Understand that.
Yeah. Their school, I'm assuming, is getting broke off to come play.
Yeah.
They have to probably cost them nothing. I mean, no travel, really. You're already right there.
No hotels.
Yeah, I mean, this is not a great look. You'd like to be able to put up a better fight than 13 points, but it's kind of the world we live in.
Chris, what's the point of this?
Well, the Aztecs played them last year. I think it was a little confidence game. You know, everybody gets to score 20
you
points.
Hate to say it, but that's kind of
what that is for the Aztecs. I was broadcasting that game last year, and I was like, yeah, this is really not even fun. So I get what you're saying, Scrape.
All right. On the other side, we may do number one.
We should do number one.
It's about Kevin Burkhardt. You guys know who he is.
We're talking announcers. Homer announcer again?
I'm not going to hate on him. He is an Iron Man. And I'll
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.